The following preview is of a graphic audio production rated for mature audiences due to scenes of intense violence and sexual situations.
Dear Anya, I found this journal. It contains the story of an Austrian baron, Frederick of Schluter, who heard the tale of a Viking who lived among the Curonians. This Viking was named Thor, and he had an enchanted hammer that gave him power to crush all his enemies. One of the stories told of fabulous treasure that Thor brought with him from his homeland. It's there, Anya. And I think I've almost found it.
Wolfram has gone to Riga in an effort to track down the fortune. But there have been problems.
What kind of problems?
There is a woman who is believed descended from the Curonians. She's supposed to be a witch.
What's her interest?
We think she's seeking the treasure as well. She had taken up with an Italian archaeologist named Mario Fellini. Wolfram arranged to have the man killed, but not before he involved another archaeologist. He sent her a package, but we don't know what the contents were. That woman has proved even more irksome, and it appears now she's hunting the treasure as well.
Who is she?
Her name is Anya Creed.
Archaeologist Anya Creed is drawn into a deadly game of cat and mouse with ruthless international killers intent on finding centuries-old treasure. To survive and prevail, she must depend on the help of old friends. 500-year-old friends, to be exact.
Irvin, shoot her!
This is like ultimate fighting!
Here, Anya!
Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
There is Anya Creed. We know she's out there stealing our treasure.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh!
Where is she?
Do you have a map?
But will one of her friends come to a tragic end?
Karin!
Rogue Angel 7, God of Thunder.
No one harms my family.
Available now from Graphic Audio.
And now, for our feature presentation.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Destroyer. Created by Warren Murphy and Richard Sapir. Narrated by Ken Jackson. With performances by Christopher Grayville, Terrence Aselford, Nanette Savard, Richard Rowan, James Lewis, David Coyne, Michael Glenn, Ariane Harper, Dylan Lynch, Michael Raplogel, Thomas Penny, and Mort Shelby. The Destroyer number 112, Brainstorm.
The thing that scared Andy Frost most that day was the parking. Parking condensed every fearful element of the city. You got your ticket from an angry foreigner in a tiny booth. You drove into a drafty underground garage that stank of urine and housed more species of wildlife than the Bronx Zoo. Muggers and murderers were likely skulking behind every other parked car. He longed for the safety in numbers that the subway provided, not to mention the reliable clockwork schedule. Fortunately for Andy, the traffic today had been no worse than any other day in New York City. Ridiculous, but negotiable, which was good for him since he was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?